the Grits and a Brit podcast.
Yay!
We are coming at you from a cold evening in early December with a little bit of an early present.
An early present.
It's something we've been promising our listeners for quite some time. The story of how we met.
So how we met.
Yeah. I think they'll love this. Well, I hope.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. It'd be nice if they do.
But yeah, speaking of our listeners, we want to stop for a second and say a huge thank you to all of our listeners, because thanks to you guys, we just found out we won 3 awards on Spotify Wrapped for Creators.
Yeah.
Yeah. We won 2025 Instant Hit Show, 2025 Marathon Show, and 2025 Talked About Show. So 3 different awards, which is absolutely insane. Didn't even know they were a thing. And then it's like, oh, check out your year. What?
Your end of year awards. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Holy cow. So
thank you to our listeners.
Yeah. Your listens, downloads, likes, comments are all definitely making a difference. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. This is very true. They are. So thank you.
Yeah. Now that we've done that little bit of housekeeping.
Yep.
A little bit more housekeeping. Jay, would you like to remind us what we talked about last time?
Yes, I remember this time. Usually I say, oh, I can't remember. But this time I remember because we've just hit Christmas. And before Christmas comes, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So we did a little bit about Thanksgiving, food and things that sort of surround Thanksgiving. And when the first Thanksgiving was.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was it. It was quite interesting, actually, for me, because I learned some things I didn't know. And also, we had a good Thanksgiving.
We did.
Mm.
We did. We had a great turkey. Thanksgiving. We hope you all had a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. But now, what's our get-to-know-you activity for today?
So for today, seeing as it's coming up to Christmas, and our next podcast is going to be in a few weeks' time, which will be just like a week before Christmas or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it gone quick? This year has flown by.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy. But so I thought about songs. What Christmas song could you listen to on repeat for 24 hours? So basically, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Ooh.
Mm.
On repeat for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think you probably know mine. I think it would be O Holy Night. Any version. Yes. I'm not picky.
There's lots of versions.
Yeah, I love that song. NSYNC does a really great version. That's probably my favorite version, but so does Pentatonix.
You're a big Pentatonix fan.
Oh yeah.
Basically, anything they do is good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of, I'll put it this way. I was listening to music earlier as I was decorating the Christmas tree, by the way. And like I hit shuffle on my playlist and you can't even tell because it's like Pentatonix.
It's Pentatonix.
Pentatonix.
Yeah.
Pentatonix.
I mean, they could sing Three Blind Mice and you'd love it.
They're really good.
They are good. They are good.
They're really good. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was a great question. Yeah, O Holy Night, any version of O Holy Night. Mm-hmm. And I already know what yours is going to be.
You do?
Yes,
I bet
do.
You don't.
Your favorite Christmas song.
Huh.
You would listen to specifically Last Christmas, but specifically by Wham.
I like Last Christmas. That's a good Christmas song.
But only by Wham.
Yeah.
Because in your opinion, George Michael's version of that song is the only version of that song.
Yeah, any other version is... It's just, no, you can't,
It doesn't matter who does it. It could be like Ed Sheeran. It could be like the biggest stars of today. And you'd be like, they've ruined that song.
There is no singer other than George Michael who sings that song perfectly. Anything else is just, no, it's definitely no. But actually, to be honest, it wouldn't be that.
What?
Yep, it wouldn't be that. My Christmas song that I would listen to on repeat for 24 hours would have to be Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Yep, you know it.
What? You've heard that song maybe twice in your life.
But it's so good. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Can we sing that?
No.
I don't know. It's probably fair use now. It's been like 50 years.
Yeah, yeah. But it's only a few words or a line or something. I think we're okay.
Singing it. We didn't play it.
I think we're okay for copyright. I think we should be okay with that one.
Sorry.
Yeah, Don't sue us, please. We don't have any money. Please don't sue us. But I think we'd be okay for copyright.
I can't believe you said Grandma got run over by a deer. I think you're just doing that to be contrary.
No. Maybe I'll sing you a whole song for the next podcast.
If you're listening from abroad and you have not heard Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, please go listen.
Yeah.
You're welcome in advance.
Visit YouTube.
I don't know why Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Could Grandma have gotten run over by a bicycle on your bike ride? Perhaps. You see what I did there?
I see what you did.
Everybody else is like, what is she talking about?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Because this podcast was about how we met.
Yep. How I met your Brit.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. How I met your Brit. So, yeah, this podcast is how we met. Things leading up to how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually met when I was doing a bike ride. One of the things on my bucket list, which was on my bucket list for a long time, was to travel across the States. Originally, I wanted to do the Route 66 thing because that's everybody wants to do Route 66. So I wanted to get a camper van and do Route 66 and travel along and just, have a great time. And then I thought, Route 66, what about going across the US coast to coast?
Mm.
And I was going to do that. And I wanted to hire a car or something and just go from coast to coast. And at the time, I was interested in bike riding. As I said, I still do bike riding. And I thought to myself, I wonder if I could actually cycle across the US, get on a bicycle, and go from one coast to the other on a bicycle. Not a motorbike, not a car, on a bicycle. So I did a bit of research. I looked it up, looked at a route, which was the southernmost route I could take, which was a little bit shorter, which was going from San Diego in California to St. Augustine in Florida, going through Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Indian Florida. Yeah,
several. You went through several states.
Several states. And they were all very, very different. I mean, it started off, it was very hot. And towards the finish, it was very cold.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I think, as I said, it was 62 days and we finished in November. So it started off, as I said, very warm, very cold.
I think you actually finished in October.
Was it October?
Because, yeah, that's where we met at the finish line.
I flew back in November.
Yeah, you flew back in November. I flew back in November. But, I mean, pretty close to the end of October, so close. Yeah. And I'm splitting hairs at this point. Yeah. But yeah. So we knew each other vaguely through work. We worked for the same company.
Yep.
We hadn't really met in person, but we had done the email back and forth. We worked in different departments. We knew each other. We knew of each other. I knew that you were doing the bike ride and you had told me that, you know, everybody else, you know, you were excited to finish, but then everybody at the end was going to have their friends and family cheering them on, but you're in a different country. So there's nobody, you know,
I didn't know anybody.
So,
unbeknownst to me,
I took steps.
You took steps to make sure that there was going to be somebody to meet me at the finish line.
Yeah.
Which was really sweet because, as I said, there was going to be nobody. And when I turned up at the finish line, I was sort of on the beach in St. Augustine. It was a really nice beach. I mean, St. Augustine is a really nice place.
It is.
It's gorgeous. And the beach was just perfect. And I was on the beach with my bike and people were taking pictures with their friends and family and the kids were running around. And I was just standing there with my bike, looking at the sea, thinking, wow, I've actually done it. I've actually traveled from coast to coast.
Yep.
From the Pacific.
You did.
To the Atlantic.
With all sorts of misadventures on the way.
Yes, lots of misadventures.
We'll get to those in a second. Finish your story. Sorry.
Lots of misadventures. So, yeah, I got to Florida. And I was just standing there watching everybody sort of celebrate, as I said, just sort of, wow, that was, well, it's done now, I'm finished. And then this woman walked up to me. And she looked at me and she went, Jay. And I was like, yeah, sorry. What? Because we hadn't met. We
hadn't met. In person. We hadn't met in person.
Yeah. You went, Jay? Yeah. And then you said...
It's Chris.
I said, Chris, what? Chris from work? And you're like, yeah. I
was
like,
surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Surprise, it's me. I'm here. So, yeah, so that's how we first met. So
yeah. We have a little thing in our home that says it all started on the beach. You printed that out for me.
Yeah.
One of our first trips to, like, because we did long distance for...
For what seems like ever.
Yeah, seems like forever. And obviously, you went back to the UK. During COVID, yes. So obviously, you went back to the UK and we did the long distance thing. But we always say, like, it all started on the beach. It started right there on the beach in St. Augustine.
It did. Yeah. And
yeah, it did.
Look what it's led to.
Yeah.
We are now doing podcasts from our home with our dog who's asleep outside.
Yeah, but I mean, be thankful for that, because I think at the tail end of the last podcast, I heard him singing the song of his people. Like, yeah. Just like a faint hint. Everybody's going to go back and listen now. Like,
yeah.
He was there. As I was like struggling to stop laughing, I couldn't stop laughing.
But, yeah, there were a few barks, I think.
But yeah, that's how we met. The rest, they say, is history.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, tell us about your misadventures on the bike ride, because there were several.
You may have to remind me, because I've obviously told you. But
You fainted.
Yes. I didn't faint. I passed out. Men pass out. Women faint.
Oh, my God.
I passed out. We were actually in Arizona, and I'd never been in Arizona before, and it was hot. It was hotter than hot. And lots of sand dunes. It looked like a desert when we were cycling, just like highway, and it's going through a desert. Sand dunes. It's amazing. And I was cycling and one of the other guys said to me, oh, it's really hot. And I said, well, what kind of hot? What are we talking about? And he looked at he had this little cycle computer on his handlebars. And he said, it's 120 on my handlebars. And I was like, that's not too bad. That's not hot. Come on, we got this. We can cycle through. And 10 minutes later, I passed out. I passed out. I actually just collapsed. And the guys that were cycling behind me came up, sort of started giving me sort of copious amounts of water and sort of pouring water on my head and trying to get water down my throat. And they had a tarp on the back of the bike that was wrapped up, and they took the tarp out and they sort of held the tarp over me to keep the sun off me. And they were just kind of trying to cool me down. One guy took his shirt off and started flapping me with his shirt.
Aww.
Yeah. And after a while, I mean, I think it was about 10 or 15 minutes, I sort of came around and we started on again and we carried on. So, so that was fun, but it was really, really hot. So, I mean, that was, I think, a few
very
days
early.
In.
Very early.
A few days in.
Yeah. Very early.
But things got better after that.
Yeah. Yeah. You were staying in tents, you know.
Yeah, we had tents. We sort of backpacked it. So we stayed in tent parks, hostels, we stayed in churches, a couple of churches let us stay there. We would stay actually in the church some nights. Some nights we stay outside of the church in the grounds.
And was that where you got sprayed by a skunk?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm a Brit. I didn't know what a skunk looked like. And yeah, I didn't realize that everybody was sort of standing away from this area because they'd seen this sort of little animal on the floor. And I was standing talking to a friend and people were sort of walking around. I was like, what's going on? And I saw this thing. So what is that? And all of a sudden, psh, psh. Oh, man. So that
was
fun.
Is it as bad as
Oh, it's the worst smell. And the thing is, it's like sticks to everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your clothes. It's on your skin. It's in your hair.
Yeah. They had to like bathe you in tomato juice, right?
Well, they said to me, the way you get rid of the smell is to take a shower in tomato juice. And I was like, wow, really? Wow. And like an idiot, I went for it.
It
didn't work. No.
I've always heard that works.
Well, if you want to smell like tomato juice, it works.
But did you still smell like skunk?
Yeah, I still smell like just. I had like several showers just to get rid of it. It was just several showers.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so that was fun. But yeah, we had that, and I mean, several other things. Stayed in.
I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, you lost your wallet.
Lost my wallet. Yeah, lost my wallet.
Cycling. In a foreign country.
I had it in my pocket when I was cycling, and then obviously, it wasn't in good enough, and it fell out. But luckily enough, person who found it opened it up and saw a card inside with my phone number on, and they called me and said, "We found your wallet." I was like, "What?" They said, "Yeah, give us an address and we'll send it back to you." So I gave them address of that. I knew where we were stopping the next day, so I gave them that address, and a few days it was there, which was really, really nice. So yeah, I mean, there was lots of other things. We stopped in a tent park. I remember, and we were told it was a really nice tent park, and we were setting up our tents, and we said to the guy, "Where's the toilets?" And he said, "Oh, just over there. But I have to warn you, if you do come out, going from your tent to the toilet or the bathroom, watch out for snakes."
Oh.
So, yeah. So like, okay, fair enough. So yeah, lots of snakes, bugs, mosquitoes.
I mean, that's the United States. I mean,
yeah. Sort of lizards.
Not used to that.
Yeah, scorpions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I woke up one morning, my tent was surrounded by scorpions. So it took me a while before I actually came out of the tent. I unzipped and looked down. I was like, no, close the zip, went back in. Just, nope, about 30
we'll
minutes
just
later.
Just be a little late today.
Yeah, 30 minutes later, I think they sort of all scattered around, and then I came out. But yeah, it was good. It was one of the best things I ever done. So yeah. And I met my future wife.
Yeah.
As well.
Little did you know at the time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, fainting, scorpions. Yeah. All the other things, and a wife.
Yeah. Well, some people will say that the last one's scarier than everything else. Was it worth it?
No comment. Yes, it was. Yes, of course it was worth it. Of course it was worth it.
Good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
I know what side my bread is buttered.
I know what side my bread is buttered on?
Yeah, don't you have that phrase over here?
No.
I know what side my bread is buttered on.
I mean, I get it. I know what you're saying, but
yeah,
we don't have that phrase.
Maybe it's a Brit phrase.
I know what
then.
Side my bread is buttered on.
I know what side my bread is buttered on. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting phrase. But yeah, that's something you're really proud of. I'm really proud of it as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a map with the little dots hanging up in the
house.
Yeah,
I've got a corkboard map, and it's got different colored pins for each state. So I think I've got red for California, and I think I've got green for New Mexico. I think Texas is purple. Louisiana is orange or something right the way across from coast to coast. And
how many miles was it? It was like 30.
Oh, it was 3,000. Actually, it was 3,100. It's supposed to be 3,000, but I got lost. And funnily enough, in Texas.
That doesn't sound like you at all.
Yeah. So for anybody who knows me, you'll know she's being sarcastic. I can go into somebody's house and get lost going to the bathroom.
Sometimes you get lost in our house.
I do, yeah. And it's not that big. It's not that big, actually. It's a small house, and it's just, yeah, I do get lost. But yeah, it was 3,000 miles. I did 3,100. And that was in Texas, funnily enough, because Texas is just huge. And, I took a wrong turning, and it took me 30 or 40 miles before I realized I was in the wrong place. And I decided to go back the way I'd come, but I didn't go the way I'd come.
You didn't know the way you'd come.
So I went somewhere else. And it ended up being 100 miles out. And that added up. So it's 3,100 miles, 62 days.
That's a huge accomplishment, though. That is.
Yeah, it's
something to be proud of. I'm proud of it. You should be
proud
of it.
Yeah.
And definitely something crossed off your bucket list.
Yes. Yeah.
And like you said, you got a wife out of it. I think that's a pretty sweet deal.
I got a wife out of it. Yeah. Not a bad deal. I mean, come on. So pretty good, actually. So that's the story of how we met.
Yeah, that's where it all started. And then, like I said, it was... long distance from there for several years, plane rides back and forth to meet each other, spend some time together until COVID.
Until COVID interrupted, yeah. I mean, I couldn't even leave the UK. The flights were grounded.
Yeah.
Couldn't leave. So we were doing sort of FaceTime and WhatsApp messages and things, but It was a crazy time.
We did manage to get together. That's actually when you proposed. You proposed during COVID. We managed to find a country that would let me in.
Yeah.
Because Europe wouldn't let me in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
we had a tough time, but we managed to get together. You proposed, and here we are. Yeah.
I mean,
I'm looking at my wedding band. You can't see me, but I'm looking at my wedding band.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to propose in France. I was going to go to the Eiffel Tower and propose there, but France wouldn't let you in.
Yeah.
So we had to go somewhere else.
It's crazy to think back on that now, but.
Maybe that's another story for another time.
The proposal. Yeah, how we survived long distance during COVID, because that was.
Yeah, that was something else.
I mean, surviving long distance is one thing, but surviving long distance during COVID, that was just soul crushing. Like, yep.
It was. But
we did it.
Yeah,
well,
here we
are.
Now
here we are. And that's the story of how we met. And I think next episode is going to be Christmas.
It's going to be a Christmas episode.
Very Christmassy in this house right now.
Very Christmassy. All the decorations are up. I mean, today it's, what is it? Today's the 6th. Yep. 6th of December. Decorations are up. The tree lights are on. Tree lights are up outside. We've got lights on the house. Very Christmassy in this house.
Christmas is full throttle. It is Christmas or Crimbo, as you
Crimbo.
Say. It's Crimbo.
Happy Crimbo. Yes, it's Crimbo.
But yeah, we'll be here with a Christmas episode in a couple of weeks.
Good.
And it's probably...
I think that's it. I think we've said everything we need to say. I think that's another one in the can.
Yep.
All that remains is for you to say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.